This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. I'm Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you with Lincoln all in it. Because of our capacity for justice, democracy is possible. Because of our capacity for injustice, democracy is necessary. That's a rough version of something a theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr, said. He'd also written a book called Moral Man and Immoral Society. You see, he was thinking about the way we are, good and bad. And how can we live together? He was thinking about how we live in society, but really have a spiritual nature. Niebuhr wrote that Lincoln was our greatest president because of what he called Lincoln's spiritual attainments. He saw what Lincoln saw, the better angels of our nature, but he saw what Lincoln also saw, that we were God's almost chosen people, not quite all gold medal saints. We are, for example, Niebuhr wrote, tempted to meet our foes' self-righteousness with a corresponding fury of our own. We are tempted to be as arrogant and as vicious as our enemy. But our virtue, because our virtue is limited, we must be modest about how good we are. That was this theologian's attitude, and we can see that as Lincoln's attitude as well. Lincoln once said, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master." This, he said, was his idea of democracy, a society without slaves, but also a society without masters. In fact, Lincoln said that no one was good enough, virtuous enough to govern another. That was why we needed government. Government was a system, a society with checks on greed and balances on power. You can see why Lincoln went into politics. It was how people could help people live together. With justice, because we can be good, and with laws and limits, because we can be not so good. Here's a folksy way Lincoln made this point in his famous debate with Stephen Douglas. Douglas had said that the people in a state, say Nebraska, if they're good enough to govern themselves, then they ought to be allowed to be good enough to govern some slaves if they wanted to. Well, said Lincoln, I doubt not that the people of Nebraska are and will continue to be as good as the average of people elsewhere. I do not say the contrary. What I do say is that no man is good enough to govern another man without that other's consent. I say this is the leading principle, the sheet anchor of American republicanism. So when we are tempted to be as vicious as our enemies, we can remember that democracy puts limits on our unangelic nature. And when we strive to be free and to get along, democracy allows our spirits to soar. Lincoln soared, even while governed in a democracy. His best friend wrote, "None but a genius like his could have accomplished so much, and none but a government like ours could produce such a man. It gave the young eagle scope for his wing." This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.